any of them, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store about to make a purchase from Abner. Listen.
You say you want to look at a hat, Grandpap?
Yeah.
Well, now, we ain't got no regular felt hats right now. Got some nice caps. Sort of hunting caps, I reckon you call them. Got nice fur-lined ear flaps on them.
No, that ain't what I had in mind.
Well, now, these are nice. If you don't want the flaps down, why, just fold them up and tie them with a nice bow on top there. I believe you'd look nice in it, Grandpa.
Oh, well, I don't want this for myself. I want it for my woman, Charity.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
Well, I was trying to if you just give a man a chance to talk around here.
Hat for Charity, huh? Isn't it just her birthday or something?
No, but she thinks she needs a new one. It's all I hear around our place all day long. Oh, this shabby old hat I got. Oh, how terrible I look.
Well?
Think she can't go nowhere because she ain't got a decent thing to put on her pigeon-toed head.
Yeah, I know what you've been going through. You don't need to tell me. I'm married, too, you know.
Well, have you got any women's hats?
Yeah, sure. At least ways I think we have now. Last long sold them. Just a minute, I'll get them out for you here.
I don't know what she needs a new one for, no ways. Got a perfect good one. Ain't but 3 or 4 years old. Ain't a hole in it nowhere.
Yeah,
I thought sure, but perhaps he's back of the horse blanket, too.
Oh, wait a minute. I know we changed them over here back to the corner. Yeah, I'll get them for you. Right here they are. Open them, right here.
With a woman, it's always something new.
They're a little dusty, but I believe we can blow most of that off of there.
Mind
that
for you, boy.
Oh, excuse me, dog. That
fog's up. Hay fever.
Yeah, sorry.
Them are just like some you had in here years ago, ain't they?
Well, these are the same ones, Grandpa. Those right there, they're good hats. Women's been trying these hats on for over a year now, and they don't show a speck of wear. They'll stand up, I'll guarantee that.
Yeah, that's what I want, a good stouting.
Yeah.
I want no flimsy contraption that's going to fall to pieces in a couple of years.
Yeah, well, these will give her good service. Which one you want now, the one with the feathers on it, or... this one here with the flowers on.
Oh, I don't know. Which one you say, Abner?
Well, it all depends, I reckon. Whatever type she favors, feathers or flowers.
Yeah, let's see. They're both pretty.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hard to decide which one.
Grandpap, why don't you just send Charity and let her pick out the one she likes?
No, she gets the wrong one. Women folks don't know values.
No, you're
can't
right.
Can't trust them with the buying.
No.
You see... don't want to have one that come down over her ears a little more heavy.
No, these two is all we got right here.
Uh-huh. I just thinking with winter coming on and all, she'd liable to freeze her spavin legged ears off with one of them things.
Yeah, well, he ain't built for cold weather, I'll admit that. But them's all we got. Only thing we got now that'd keep a body's ears warm is them hunting caps I mentioned to you.
With the fur-lined ear flaps?
Yeah.
Well, them's more for men, ain't it?
Well, yeah. I don't know why a woman couldn't wear one of them, though. Got them strings that you can tie up into a bow on top of her, you know.
Yeah.
I reckon she could sort of decorate it up herself, put a flower or two here and there on it.
I think she'll take about a 7 3/8.
Fine. You want that wrought up?
Oh, yeah. Put some of that red string on it, if you got any. Like to make it look fancy.
Yeah. Well, we don't get that red string till the Christmas rash starts. I'll fix it up nice for you, though.
Yeah, give it a gift wrap.
Yeah, that's what I'll do, fix it up. I believe one of these white sacks here would be nicer than that brown paper, too.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Want it to look nice.
Yeah.
Whereabouts is Mom at today?
Oh, no telling. More likely out summer's trying to figure out how to keep moving that house he's building.
Losing it? Can't he find it?
Well, he knows where the house is at, but see, Lum never got no prior orders to build that place. So everything he's done so far is illegal on him.
Yeah, I know that. I was in here when you found that out yesterday. They ain't sent him to the penitentiary yet, have they?
No. Well, there's your hat. That'll be $1.79.
$1.79? Jimmy, prices are sure going up, ain't they?
Yeah. Inflation, you know. It's terrible.
Oh.
Years ago, we could have sold you that same hat for $1.69, easy.
Yeah. Yeah, howdy, Long.
Oh, hello there, Grandpap.
Grandpap just bought a hat for his woman, Charity, Long.
There, good. Wouldn't you take the one with the feathers or the flowers?
Neither. The one with the fur-lined ear flaps.
Uh-huh. Well, I gotta be going. I'll see you fellas later.
All right, Grandpap. I hope Charity likes a hat.
Oh,
so long.
I know she'll love it.
Yeah. Nice of him to get that fur one.
And we ain't got no women's hats with fur-lined ear flaps on.
Why, sure we have, huh? Them hunting caps.
Hunting caps? For goodness sake, Charity don't want nothing like that.
Oh, I think time she gets that bow tied up around the top of it, it'll look right nice. Keep her ears warm, too. What's that paper you got there?
Oh, this paper here, Abner's the thing that's going to keep me from losing that property and what I've got built on the house so far.
Is that what a priority looks like?
This ain't no priority, but it's the thing that'll get me one.
Oh?
It's an application for residential construction. I think that's what it's called.
Huh.
All I got to do is fill it out. I got it through Mr. Daniels. He works for the National Housing Agency, you know.
Yes, have to fill it out, huh?
Yeah. It'll take me 5 minutes, and then I'll be all set.
All right, Doggy, that sounds good. I sure thought you got yourself into a pack of trouble this time, Long.
Yeah, well, I'm too smart for it. Let's see. Name and address of Applinkin.
Ah.
That's me, Lum Edwards.
Oh.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
City, zone, state. Zone. Reckon what zone we live in, Abner?
Zone? Well, I saw pictures in that geography book a little pearls, Long, but I don't recollect just what them things are now. Something like the torrid zone and the tropics of coffee corn or something like that. I don't know.
No, I don't think it means that. I think it's got something to do with the post office.
Post office?
Yeah, you know, that list of postal rates always gives different zones. The 3-cent zone and the 6-cent zone and all that.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
I think I'll just put down a 3-cent zone. Keep the cost down as much as I can.
Yeah, you cut it half in two right there.
See, location of project. That's easy, right across the road from the Adams place. Better make that more definite. Direct across the road.
That's better, yeah.
Give street address if known. Otherwise, give legal description if available. Description. How would you describe me?
Well, you're skinny. You're
legal description, that is.
Oh, legal description. What does that mean, Long?
I don't know for sure.
How many times you been in jail?
Well, I just got in there by mistake a couple of times. All us got out. I ain't going to put that down, though.
Well, hey, you might put down your justice of the peace. That sounds sort of legal.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Put that down.
Yeah.
Justice of the peace. Tall, handsome, smart.
I thought this was supposed to be legal.
Yeah, that's right, Ann.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just let it go with justice of the peace.
That's a safer thing. Put down that other stuff and they won't recognize you. They'll give that priorities to somebody else.
Lot frontage.
Yeah,
That's the next thing here, lot frontage.
Oh, yeah, you got a lot of that.
I wouldn't say it had a lot of frontage, would you?
No, the lot. No, I wouldn't know. It's pretty narrow.
Put that down. No, not a lot. Lot depth.
Well, it's pretty deep. As far as I know, it goes clean down to Chinese. Anybody knows that.
They just want to get everything down black and ink, I reckon. I just put down very deep.
Now, wait a minute. What's this stuff way down here, Lom?
Well, wait. I'm going to get these other questions first.
Yeah, well, look what it said right here. Right here under type of structure. Conventional or prefabricated.
No, I know it ain't conventional. The place ain't big enough to hold a convention in.
Yeah, but I mean down here.
Yeah, it must be that other, that prefabricated, whatever that is. I'll check that.
Yeah, but under that it says single family, then two family, then three or more families without elevator.
Without elevator?
Well, that's plumb silly. I know good and well the Duncans ain't got no elevator.
Why, no. Even if they had one, there wouldn't be room to put it in that house I'm building for them.
Of course, now it says three or more families. Maybe they all chip in by elevator. What they'd want with it, I don't know.
Me neither. No. Dangerous. Go right clean on through the roof.
Why, sure, they look silly riding up to about a 6th floor and just a 2-story house. Mom, are you sure you're going to get that priority?
Of course I am. All I got to do is fill this out. And I'm doing it, ain't I?
Well, yeah.
Where was I at? Single family detached. Well, they ain't detached. They're still married to one another.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put that down. Still married. Happy. That ought to help.
You better say that. They ain't got no elevator neither, though. That way, man. Well, howdy, Grandpap. What brings you back so quick?
This hat you sold me.
Huh?
Charity says she can't wear it.
She can.
I told you so, Abner. A woman don't want nothing like that.
Well, what don't she like about the hat, Grandpap? Them fur-lined ear flaps?
Oh, no, she likes the hat fine. It's just a mite too small for her.
Oh.
She wants to know if you ain't got one just a little bigger. About a 7 5/8.
Mom, you'd better get one of those fur-lined jobs, too, because it's going to be a cold day when you get that building priority.